Begin the current daf mesetz b'metzia daf lam. Begin on basic and tis master. Begin with the words of the Gemara. Elazak vein l'fich vaydi. You know what the Basalam is going to teach us? An older person that's beyond beneath his dignity to go return it. So it says one time you can say, wait a second, why do you need a special limit? Typically, why don't you learn it from Belach Yisai, which is the Gemara discusses in Pasuk Bamidbar, where the Gemara discusses in Brachas Daf Yutes. The Kavod HaBri is when it comes to dignity of a person, which is this elderly person. You don't have to circumcise your son after slaughter the Korban Pesach, so obviously you don't have to turn that Shabbos Aveda. So say, you can say, no, that's Kavod HaBri is the mitzvah. That's a dignity of a person, where a person laying there dead, you're saying to bury that person for Kavod HaBri is, that's going to override circumcising a son of slaughter the Korban Pesach. That's Chomer Tfei. That's more stringent, Shemutl B'Bizayin, because it's laying there in disgrace, Pinyas Riach, he might become decomposed, Yechloi Kolavim, the dogs might eat him. But that doesn't say anything regarding an old person returning a lost object. Although the Gemara brachos of Chav Menav Mukhe is obvious, they have a claim that if there's someone's wearing a forbidden mixture of one linen, Shebal Tasa, to sit and not do anything, Hayinitche Mipnei Kavod HaBrius, it would be pushed away of stripping oneself because of the dignity of a person. Yeah, that's also an exception. I'm Shem Da'arim. That's because a person to be naked, has to take off his clothing. That's embarrassing. Bezayin gadol, a great disgrace. Because I'm like the most nivamis of some gimel beis. Ein lecha meshukitz. There's nothing more repulsive yisema ma'iseh shu ma'alech arim than someone that goes in a state of undress. But that wouldn't say anything regarding an old person returning a lost object. More of a mahachal edin. And so why didn't you just have the source of here? Why didn't you belachaisen? No, from here we wouldn't know the dachi that it would override elam amayin only regarding not returning someone's object regarding monetary law. I believe super grand prohibitory law, come Pesach Amila, or come Pesach Amila, become cursed, and also that there's a punishment of cursed. Lie, we're not, no, they're finding people like Chesai also to teach those Allah, and I'm telling you, Islam, and there is the Maskal Aval. This does not begin with the Gemara, Afkara. So he made a Hafkar. Why do you make a Hafkar? Well, he owns it. What do you have to make a Hafkar for? So he cautioned many other men, didn't want people to stumble below Sigzal in the prohibition of stealing. He's going to leave it there. It's going to be his. They're going to take it. They're going to be violent, so he made a Hafkar. So it's different. Then we can say, I'm a Perkin, but the Gemara said, and I'm not in Hafkar, but in Hafkar, to make something hefty, you need three people. Mishlam tends to say, yeah, Dachanam Abishlesh with three people there. Or you know, I mean, another part you could say, as it sounds like there's no one else there, that actually the rice of biblically, Belashlesh and Namiha Hefka. It's actually Hefka even without three. It's only rabbinically, and he wanted to save people from the biblical violation. I have on the Mishlam Perek Hamad Shabbos, but the Gemara says the end of the first Perek Shabbos of Yitzchas and Mabez, Gigis Ne'er Ukederim. These are things that are people's vessels. Before Shabbos, the halacha is that Hafkuri Mafkaluhu, he has to make it Hefker, that there shouldn't be his Kalim, that his Kalim should have Shvisim Lach, that they shouldn't be doing work on Shabbos. Now, I've got the Lekha Shleisha Hasim. Oh, there's no three over there. And on Sadi, but we testify, the whole point of the three is that it should become public. We could testify that he's doing a real Hefker. We could testify the Mafkalu Beliba that he's really making Hefker. Because Shleyasa Isser Shvis is Kalim, he doesn't want to violate the Isser. So therefore, that's enough, even though there's no three people. It seems like it says, not to begin with the words of Gemara, like Harb of Chulu, it was only destroyed because they didn't go left Nimr Shazadin. So it says, when the Temer can say, what is he going to say, the Beyumat Gemara, the Beyumat of Tesman based on what said, and they send this Chulu because of baseless hatred. So it says, Yerushalayim, he said, Dava Garma, both of them caused, it was both because of Sinus Chinam, and because that they weren't done left Nimr Shazadin. The words of the Gemara is a Veda, what's considered a lost object? Meaning, Tess explains what the Gemara's question is. She Yavin, she in the Baal Yedin, she Sham, that the owners will understand that that the owners don't know that it's over there, that it's a lost object. That's what we're coming to explain when we're saying Ezra Veda.